You've tuned in to Wellfare Daily, where we put the spotlight on the best advice for marathon runners, racers and everyday plodders, taken from longer podcast recordings with me, Amy Lane. Today's show is a clip from a show where we did a deep dive into mental chatter and how to create a healthier headspace. It was recorded with consultant psychiatrist and author Sarah Voira, aka The Mind Medic. Enjoy. One of the things which we've briefly touched on, but I'd like to chat to you a little bit more about, is I think negative voices. I think when you're marathon training, in the beginning you maybe have them a little bit, and then a lot of the time we get over them because you start to see results, but then suddenly you find yourself at like 15 miles and I find they really kick back in again, of these negative voices in your head saying, can you really do it? Or you're not going to be able to run the full 26.
Yeah.
Is there a strategy which people can use to kind of help dial them down?
So I think the first thing, I mean, I love writing, I love journaling, because I think it allows you to visualise, you know, how much of a problem it is. So if you find that you're getting caught up in a cycle of negative thinking, I always encourage people to write what you're thinking down. How often are you getting those negative thoughts? And when are they happening? Are they happening before you go on a run? Are they happening last thing at night, you know, when everyone's gone to bed? Are they happening mid-run?
Yeah.
And actually, I think a lot of the time when people are having them, say, at night, it might be just be the cue that they need to actually get some sleep. They're probably overtired, overthinking. So my first piece of advice is write them down. Is there a pattern to your negative thoughts? Are they happening at a particular time of day? And being able to challenge them, because the other thing that's really important is, what evidence do you have that you can't achieve what you're setting out to do? You know, the very fact that you're training and you're able to hit 15 miles, you know, suggests actually there is that level of kind of focus, that level of motivation within you to be able to complete the full 26. So if you're telling yourself, I can't do 15, you know, chances are when you first started out training, you probably didn't think you could do 15 miles.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're there and you're halfway through, actually it kind of proves a point to yourself. No, well, I am capable of doing it. And I think it's really important to not get lost in your head. So I think being able to challenge it, saying, I haven't got any evidence that I can't do this, therefore I'm just going to carry on, and enjoying the process, because it's, you know, for whatever reasons you've chosen to do the marathon, there is an element that actually you enjoy the challenge.
It's so true, because this year the penny really dropped when I was like, the marathon day is actually one small part of marathon training.
Absolutely.
And it's the week that you do the least miles, pretty much, apart from in the beginning. So your whole focus throughout it, though, is on this one day, when actually there's such a big journey that leads up to it.
Yeah.
And so if you don't enjoy that, you're putting yourself through 12 to 16 weeks of pure distress and agony.
Exactly.
For this one day. Thanks for tuning in to today's Wellfare Daily. Remember, if you like the show, then you can listen to the full episodes here on Spotify. And please don't forget to rate and review so other runners can find us too.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.